Welcome everybody to another episode of the Geekzitos podcast. We have your three typical hosts, myself, we got Spider Cheekies, and we got hold on. Let me see. You got JJK Sorcerer Mando the Pirate King, S rank Wizard of Fairy Tale.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's been wonderful. I hope we can keep this brief and short. We got another mission coming up.
That's a long ass name, bro.
And you better speak it with respect.
With respect, and make sure you read it thoroughly, because you could definitely miss a little bit there. All right, real quick before we kind of get started, let's do the recommendations. What is one thing that you're watching, playing, reading? Anything that you would recommend for our listeners?
Do we remember what I said last time? I got the list.
Last time you said Shangri-La Frontier, which I did start watching. It is pretty good. So like I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. It's I'm still waiting for it to kind of get like build up a little bit. Right now it's It takes a little bit, but I was like, all right, we'll get there. All right, wait, what about you? Do you have anything that you would recommend?
Yeah. Try to remember the name of it.
Well, while you think about it, I got you. And I will go ahead and say this week recommendation, I will recommend Delicious in the Dungeon. On Netflix. It is dubbed. And it has about 26-minute runtime episodes. And I would say, I feel like they're about 9, maybe 10 episodes out as of this podcast.
Well, the whole first season's out, right? Like,
that's a great question. Was that season finale the last I watched?
I believe it was the season finale, because I think they only had one season. Like, I think they threw everything out there.
That was the season finale. I mean, it's been really enjoyable. I have enjoyed every episode. And yeah, so it is a fact there are exactly 10 episodes out as of March 7th, which is the report. And it's been absolutely lovely. It's been phenomenal, especially for myself, who is a true foodie. And I've always talked about it, and I would definitely eat the monsters in dungeons. And that's exactly what this anime is. It's all about how do monsters taste in dungeons? How do you prepare them?
And I think you go back to, and I want to say it's the Pokemon versus Digimon episode where was talking about what Pokemon would he like to eat if he was in the Pokemon world, and how would he kind of cook it? So obviously when I saw this on Netflix and I texted Ernest, I was like, hey, this reminds me so much about you, because this would be you. His response was, that is exactly what I would be like to the T. I was like,
absolutely. And you know what? I don't know if I would be, and it's hard to say who is the main character, but I would say if I would be Laos, or Lyos, or would I be Seji? Would I be the dungeon hermit who's already eaten dungeon food and monsters, or would I be the person who's invading dungeons like, I've always wanted to try this, and now here's my opportunity to indulge?
I think it would be your past versus future. You would walk in first, like, I want to go in the dungeon, eat monsters, then you'd be like, you know what? I'm an expert in cooking these. Let me show you how to cook these.
Absolutely. I mean, it's everything that I could think of. Like, I thoroughly enjoy this. And the emphasis that they put on the food is by far, it's lovely. They literally tell you, all right, we're parboiling this.
Yeah.
We're going to fry it. And then we're using this for seasoning. We have this sauce. We have this. Like, you can literally make these meals in the real world, which I do. I feel like, just to take a side note, a lot of animes that have cooking scenes nowadays are doing that where they are making sure they give you enough to make sure that if you wanted to really cook this in the real world, that you really could.
Yeah.
For those food content creators that do anime dishes.
Yep.
It's lovely. As a foodie, I appreciate it.
Oh, it definitely makes you want to. Like, the food looks so good, and the way they explain it, you're like, I could cook this. Obviously, I won't have, like, all these magical creatures stuff, right? But we could substitute it with, like, pork or chicken something, right? You know, butter.
And, again, that's what I really appreciate. Like, when Seji or, what's his name, Seji? Let me be accurate. When Senji is actually butchering the animals, he talks about, you don't like this piece, or we don't eat this piece for this is poisonous, it doesn't taste good, it's tough. You know, he makes sure that he talks about why the pieces that he breaks down and how he cooks it, why we're eating these exact parts of this animal, right, and what we're using it for. Like, it's absolutely lovely. It's succulent. It is. I can't wait. I thoroughly enjoy this. I hope this show continues on for many more seasons.
Because
there's a lot more animals to eat.
Well, I mean, he still has to rescue his sister, so he has to
continue. Yes. But I mean, I feel like you shouldn't stop once you rescue your sister. Because the whole point, the whole purpose of this particular show is the fact that the main character, Lyles, his sister was killed and is rotting or dying. I wouldn't say dying, but is in the stomach of a dragon, and they have to go into the dungeon to save her because you can't resurrect somebody if they're in the stomach of a beast. You have to get them out of the stomach before then you can use the magical properties and resurrect them.
Yep.
So with that being said, like, if you save, like, once you save her, and well, they're doing this and they're dirt broke. They have no money for anything, which is why they resort to eating the creatures inside of the dungeons, which is frowned upon by society because they feel like the dungeon monsters are dirty, or they're just low quality. They don't respect us to eat them. They are below human. They are trash. So,
well, yeah, I assume it would be like almost like consuming. No offense, right, to those people that do, but like consuming like rats or mice or something.
Yeah, you know, exactly. It would be in that aspect. So because of that, they're doing it. They're broke. They have no choice. In order to stay in the dungeon in a long time, they have to have food, and they resort to eating the monsters that are in the dungeon and finding out they are all so quite delicious, no matter how weird it is.
There's always a way to cook it.
It's always about how you cook it. And I love that. I love the fact that we went as a show, and that the characters, they went from being completely repulsed and like, I'm not eating that, to, hey, how you think that tastes? Does it taste good? Let me taste that.
All right. Chickies, what would be your recommendation for this week?
I would choose a show I just recently started watching. It's called Killer's Paradox, where the main killer, he kills somebody on accident. And he doesn't realize he's a bad person until he finds out that I forgot if he was like a serial cheater or something like that. And he's able to kind of have like a sixth sense, and he doesn't know it. So he has a sixth sense, but he doesn't know he has one. And he keeps killing people either on accident, and at one point he uses it as to his advantage. But he's able to subconsciously remove the guilt that he feels after killing somebody because they were a bad person. So it's a very interesting concept, especially because you get his perspective. And you get a perspective of a killer who's similar to him, but wanted to be like him, but couldn't. And you also get a perspective of the detective who's trying to find him.
Okay. All right, it's pretty good. I think for me, I think it'd be cheating if you say Solo Leveling, right? So I won't say Solo Leveling, even though I recommend for everybody.
Nobody has said it, so I don't think it's cheating. Like, it's on the list.
But I think it's like the hot anime right now, right?
Definitely the hot anime.
So that's why I'll stay away from it, and I'll do one better. So we had John a few episodes back, and I picked up some of his newer books, and I actually picked up the 18 and older comic that he came out with, which is Mile High Fright. So there is more violence, there is some nudity in this one.
That's my type of book.
And it's a pretty good book, right? Obviously, we're on the first book. He's gonna be pushing these books out crazy, like, because that dude's a monster just pushing out books, right?
Yeah, but
it's pretty cool.
It's crazy that he pushes all these books out, but they're all such great quality. Like, he's pushing quality out consistently.
Yes. And it's crazy because it's not like, oh, hey, we're going to be pushing out books. And, you know, it's a group of artists or a group of writers, you know, writing this stuff or working on these books. You got one person writing, and I believe it's the same team across the board. For the most part, it's the same team across the board of, you know, the illustrators, the colorists, and the inkers. So it's almost the same team across all of his comics. So they definitely keep busy, right? It's almost like it feels like John's over there trying to build MAPPA in comic book form. that man is working hard, but it's definitely a good book. It kind of gives a little bit of Dracula, like Mexican Dracula, but he's a god. And almost like Indiana Jones, where it, you know, the same thing that always happens. Hey, we found this artifact. Don't touch it, but they go and touch it. They want to take it back. They unleash a curse. So that's kind of where this comic is going. Again, pretty good. It does have it's good. It's gory enough where it's like it has some. I'm not gonna say it's a super gory book because it's only the first one, right? The first one usually doesn't have them unless you're watching Attack on Titan or like Solo Leveling, right? Right from the get go, right? But what's it called? It is a really good book, and I would highly recommend it.
I mean, you know, in some situations though, it draws you in because Solo Leveling and Attack on Titan are both top tier.
Oh, they are. They definitely are. And it's almost like I think it was Meg Thee Stallion, who was she's a huge anime person, right? She loves anime, and like she watches it, and they asked her, you know, like what does an anime have to have in order to draw your attention? And I believe she said that if people are like dying right away, or if people are like, it's just like bam, action, bam, you know, it just hits you, she's like, that definitely draws me in. And she referenced Attack on Titan because that anime hit me really hard, especially I think that was the first one that kind of did it for me like that. So yeah. And speaking of Meg Thee Stallion, she was at the Anime Awards, which would be today's main topic. And I did kind of do a little clip. So and I have not told anybody what song, what music I put in here, because I literally just typed in award and just clicked the first one that came up. And it is hilarious, the you know, but here we go. So for those that are not watching this on Spotify or YouTube, I did just put up, you know, like our template for what are we going to discuss today, which is the Anime Awards, with our fun little faces in the bottom right, which again, they've been a hit with people that, you know, come on the episode, or they look at some of the artwork that we're doing, and they all seem to love them. So we're definitely going to keep those around. But yeah, so I know we're going to do a few things, right? One, Mr. JJK over here, Mr. JJK Simmons too, because I'm not about to say the whole thing. He always, for every award show for the Anime Awards every year, he goes and he votes, he takes a screenshot, and he likes to see how did he do, right? So he's gonna keep track, and as we go through the list, he'll let us know who did he pick and why. Yeah. So, and then afterwards, we'll kind of go into who won and
who. So I would like to preference this with this award show. So the shows that I pick for myself is what I feel like should win the subject. Correct. However, I do know that in Crunchyroll Awards, it's all about popularity, not necessarily what is actually good.
A little bit. I feel like
I feel like
the community does a okay job, right? At voting.
I disagree. I feel like the community, because let's be honest, like there's a percentage of the community who are real anime hardcore, watch every anime all the time. Have seen multiple iterations and multiple different animes, and then there's the ones that are. I've seen all of the popular anime, and
that's fair.
I've seen mainstream anime and nothing else. Like, the more you get off of it, like, I feel like Hell's Paradise is an underrated anime.
It's
a mainstream
underrated. It got really popular, but it just got overshadowed by the bigger movie.
Was an underrated and like it was.
I said that it should have won more, or it should have.
I agree.
Nominated for more, and I believe I said that it should have won Anime of the Year if it kept going the way it was going, because it was just having a great story and definitely best artwork.
Artwork, music, like it was phenomenal. However, again, it wasn't as popular. The correct. Zombie category, again, it wasn't popular. So. Because of popularity, more people see it. And honestly, let's be real. When there's a category come up and there's things that I don't know in the category, I'm going to vote for one that I do know because that's the only one that I know.
Right.
And that's why I say that I fully understand. A lot of these are popular votes. However, we're going to talk about what I chose personally to win these categories. But yeah. Because
the
score is
too
low.
So here we got the actual winners. We'll start off with Anime of the Year, Jujutsu Kaisen. Nominees were Bocchi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, Oshinoko, and Vinland Saga Season 2. The winner was Jujutsu Kaisen. Now,
so. I guess I'll jump in here and say my pick actually was Vinland Saga Season 2.
I'm not going to lie. That was my choice as well. I'm not going to lie. That was my choice as well.
Absolutely. So out of all of these, Chainsaw Man, it was a good start. It definitely is Chainsaw Man. It was good. It wasn't better than the story that Vinland Saga is telling the story. It's been the story that it is telling and how it's telling it is top tier for me. The animation, no, it is not better than Jujutsu Kaisen. However,
correct
story, score, I feel like in most other categories, it scores higher than anything else on this list.
That's true.
And honestly, let's go back to what I was saying before. I've never seen Bocchi the Rock. I just heard about it when I went through the Anime Awards. Like, what is this? Let me go and check this out. So it is on my watch list, but I haven't seen it yet.
Right. I'm not gonna lie. I have not seen it either. Okay. I know which one it is now. I haven't seen it though. But
right. Like now, like I've seen that. Yeah. I've seen it advertised, especially, but I haven't. You haven't had the chance to watch it.
I feel like that's something that Chiggs would probably enjoy. It's for it's what four girls that start a rock band, and it's an anime about it. So yes, I for me, when I watch the Oscars, like I'll watch the Oscars a lot of times. I have not seen the movies, but based off of the nominees, or that's when I'm like, oh, I gotta go watch this movie because it was nominated. I don't really go for the winner sometimes. I just go for whoever was nominated. Same thing for the anime awards. It's like, oh, I haven't seen this. Let me go watch it, right? So there's a few I haven't seen here. Like, obviously, there's Bocchi and there's Oshinoko. I haven't seen that one either. So those are two that I will go watch just to compare, right? But for me, I agree. My choice was Vinland Saga.
Yeah.
Best continuing anime series. We got Attack on Titan, we got Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, One Piece, Spy Family, and Vinland Saga. I already know who you went for.
Of course, as a huge One Piece fan, I went for One Piece. So this is one of the few that I did get right. And I would love to say that my number two is going to be Attack on Titan.
I was going to say, I was like, for me, I would have to go with one of those two. Just because when you talk about ongoing, again, Vinland Saga is a great anime. They're on season two. You know, it's one of those like, okay, you're still young, right? You're
young. That's what shocked me about these nominees is the fact that three of these nominees are in season two.
Season two.
You come to One Piece, we haven't even marked season. We stopped saying a numbered season. We're in Wano. This is the Wano arc. This is the whole cake arc. Like, we don't have 13 episode seasons. Episodes, we can have 100 episodes in a single arc. Like, that's what I do love about One Piece is everything is about an arc. Here is our start. Here is our finish. We finish our arc, and it takes time to tell this arc because we go into detail. We tell all this stuff. But that's also why I chose Attack on Titan. It's, again, it's just something that has multiple seasons. It's proven it's worth it. It has its lore. It has everything that it has about it. But, you know, One Piece above all.
I wouldn't say above all, but above most. But I do understand One Piece is literally the top highest rated or the top grossing anime, the top ongoing anime. They've been going for years and, you know, it has been getting better, like even through time, right? It's not one of those animes that kind of like, oh, it just drops a little bit. Like it's been continuing its success path. So you really got to respect it.
I'm not going to say the spoilers that are happening right now in One Piece, but...
Oh, wait. Yeah, no.
Yeah, what's happening right now is monumental in the manga of One Piece.
So, Jiggy's for you. Who would you have voted? Because I'm pretty sure you did not fill it out.
Second Titan? Yeah.
Okay. Again, I feel like you go One Piece or Attack on Titan, you're not wrong. But I feel like if you go any other one, it's like,
yeah.
You're not there yet.
Yeah.
Like they haven't had enough time to really woo you.
Correct. All right. Let's move on to best new anime series. So we got Bocchi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Heavenly Delusions, Hell's Paradise, Oshinoko, and Psalm 100 Bucket of the List of the Dead. I went with Psalm 100. But I knew it was going to lose to Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man just had to be good. That's it. In order for them to win this category. But for me, I think Psalm 100 just took the cake for me.
Yeah, again, I also chose Psalm 100, and it was, for me, it just top tier. Better animation, better story. Like, Chainsaw Man is, it's good, but it ain't amazing. Like, I don't understand the chokehold that Chainsaw Man has on the community right now. Like, it's good, I mean, but it ain't, boobs. It's not Never Promised Land.
Right. It's boobs.
Like, yeah, it's mid for me, honestly. It really is. It's mid. But yeah, that was definitely my choice, was Zom 100.
Chiggies, for you, which one would you have voted for best new anime? Or if you have not seen one of these, or if you've only seen one, which one are you excited to watch?
For me, I would choose Zom 100. I do like Chainsaw Man, though. Ernest.
I'm happy you do.
I will say this. Hell's Paradise is, to me, and this is a unpopular opinion, maybe, but to me, Hell's Paradise is better than Chainsaw Man.
No, well, unpopular as it may be, I agree with your opinion.
Me too, yeah.
But yeah, I think, well, there you go. All three of us agree Zom 100 should have won. Now, for the next one, best anime film. So we got Black Clover, Sword of the Wizard King. We got Blue Giant. We got Kaguya-sama, Love is War. Psycho Pass, Suzume, and The First Slam Dunk. Now, I will be honest, I've only seen two out of these movies.
I've only seen one.
And one of them is Suzume. And I love Suzume. First of all, we went on a little family date to go watch it.
We did go see Suzume.
And I gotta say, that movie was amazing. I love that movie. That movie was amazing. And then after that, we went back to Ernest's place, and we just kept watching more anime.
Yeah. So I have to, first off, I did pick Suzume because it was top tier, and we did go see it. And I've actually seen quite a few of these. So I've seen Suzume, I've seen Psycho Pass, I've seen Black Clover. I have not seen the other three. However, but again, out of those three, Suzume was top tier, like absolutely phenomenal artwork, storytelling, like it.
Yes.
10 out of 10. I think that was the first Brews and Reviews where we all agree that 6 out of 6.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Top tier. It could not go wrong. I mean, there are some questionable choices made in this movie.
Right, yes.
We're not talking about age wise, but other than that, you know, if you ignore age, 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
Best original anime. You got Akiba Made War, Bride, Birdie Wing, Buddy Daddy's Do It Yourself, Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury, and The Marginal Service. I will be honest, I have not seen none of these. So I feel like...
You got me lost when you were saying all those.
I have not seen it. And Buddy Daddy's one. But again, I have not seen any of these. The only one I know of is Birdie Wing, which is, that's the golf one.
I haven't seen any or know about any of those.
Mr. Ernest, have you seen any of these? And which one did you vote for?
I'm trying to see which one I voted for because I can't really tell. Actually, I do know. Okay. So, no, I haven't seen any of these. So, it was a random pick, and I picked Akiba Made His War.
Okay, Akiba Made War. Okay. But, yeah, there you have it. Buddy Daddy's one. Best animation. You got Attack on Titan, the final season. Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Mob Psycho 103, and Trigun Stampede. I think almost anybody, most people would have probably chosen Demon Slayer for this category or for this one.
I disagree.
No.
You disagree?
I disagree.
This is the one time I picked Jujutsu Kaisen and it didn't win. animation wise, this, like, well, just purely, we're talking about purely animation.
Purely animation, correct.
I really love the fight scenes in Jujutsu Kaisen. And I guess it's because I've been more invested in Jujutsu Kaisen than I am in Demon Slayer. Like, yes, I've finished the manga. However, their fights do not draw me in as much as Jujutsu Kaisen. For one, Tanjiro is a little
Well, he is. He's so
bitch.
whiny.
He's a whiny little bitch.
He's a little kid, bro.
So get over it.
It irritates me to see him fight. Like, he's not the underdog that went, like, well, that makes sense. He is the underdog that wins fights somehow. Some, like, people that are much stronger than him that no way he should win, but it's like any given Sunday. Oh, it's like I fight Achilles and I'm like, oh, this is Achilles, his ankle is weak. But he's beaten eight Hashiras. He's killed everybody he's met before. But me, a fucking level four ranked demon slayer,
Yeah.
I just beat him by the luck of my skin, by the skin of my teeth. And it's just like, I wasn't in, I feel like I am biased because of the fact
I
of
mean,
my emotional feelings towards the characters in Demon Slayer.
he is his father's son.
Little bitch. But yeah,
Best
I definitely chose Jujutsu Kaisen that time,
Jujutsu
and
Kaisen on that one, okay.
it didn't win.
Which is going to be interesting to see who you picked here, right? Best character design. So we had the nominees: Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Hell's Paradise, Jujutsu Kaisen, Oshinoko, and Trigun Stampede. So which one did you vote for this one?
I
I
chose
actually
Chainsaw Man.
prefer. What's that?
I
Oh,
chose.
Chainsaw Man for best character design?
Mainly because of the dog.
So I feel like this is one of the categories I appreciated because I actually seen all of these and I was
Okay.
like, Hell's Paradise.
Okay.
I know Hell Paradise is only one season, but I appreciated the character development and the emotional baggage that each character brought in. Like, we learned a lot about these characters in season one, so much that like you really begin to appreciate and feel like that you know these characters. I feel like they wrote Hell's Paradise really well. And on top, like, it was very, I love the action. I love this. Like, I can't wait to see where it goes.
True.
I mean, but you can't beat Daddy Gojo, though.
I mean, you can like go Geto, Sotaro, Setoro, Geto, Setoro. Like, Jujutsu Kaisen has a lot of wonderful characters and a lot of, I wouldn't even say they have character development. It's more so Yuji has a lot of character development from where he was at the beginning to where he is now in the manga and as he grows through the anime. Like, especially how he dealt with Mahito, his whole interaction with Mahito, like, that just, you cheered when he was able to beat the shit out of him. Beat his ass, bro. Beat his ass. Like, you felt his anger and passion. But I still think Hell's Paradise had
How's
top
Paradise?
tier character development. I mean, character design.
I'm not gonna lie, I did go with Jujutsu Kaisen because I don't know, they had some really good ones. Best director, so you had Yuichiro Hayashi for Attack on Titan, you had Saito for Bocchi. You had Ryu for Chainsaw Man. You had Hitaka for Heavenly Delusion. You had Shota for Jujutsu Kaisen, and then you had Daisuku for Oshinoko. I actually went with Shota for Jujutsu Kaisen, and this is the reason why. I liked what Hoichiro did with Attack on Titan. Right, I like what he did with it. Like I to me, Attack on Titan is one of those like perfect animes. It's just the ending. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I liked what they did with it. I like that they kind of hinted that hey, there could be a like the story will continue, right? I liked it. It's just I hated the ending, even in the manga when it came out, but I understood it. So just for that little pet peeve, I just couldn't go for Attack on Titan. But again, Attack on Titan has almost a 9.9 out of 10 perfect story.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was split as well. But go ahead, Chickies.
Oh, I chose Attack on Titan.
Really?
Yep.
So, yeah, I was split as well. And I was split the same way you were, Attack on Titan with Jujutsu Kaisen. I actually chose Jujutsu Kaisen. And my reason is because I simply watched Jujutsu Kaisen more. And it was like, I appreciated Attack on Titan. I enjoyed it. However, when I think about it, which show did I watch more? And I watched Jujutsu, I was looking for and went back and watched Jujutsu Kaisen more than I did Attack on Titan.
Okay, that's fair. Best cinematography. You had Attack on Titan, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Heavenly Delusion, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Vinland Saga. This is for best cinematography.
So, real quick, I would like for next year, if you anybody from Crunchyroll is listening, we need the definitions of what the fuck cinematography is.
Correct. Yep.
What are these kind of like define these categories for us so that we can, so I can, a person who is picking against the populace, can be more accurate.
Right, because you already have best animation, right? And then we have best cinematography. Like, is it? Is
like you got best animation, best director.
Like, yeah. Because I know it's like angles and stuff like that, but
wide shots.
Right. Yes. Yep. And that's why I was like, all right, for anime, is it the same definition? Is that considered animation? I was like, no, I think animation is just how they're drawn and the animation style. So maybe that's what cinematography is. It's almost the same thing. Like, is this like a Snyder cinematography? Is it, you know, like what's his name? Like Avatar, the not the Last Airbender, but the other Avatar. I forgot the director's name now. He also did Titanic.
James Cameron.
Is it like a James Cameron kind of cinematography? I was like, I'm not sure. So I just went with Attack on Titan.
Yep.
I actually went with Vinland Saga.
And that's fair. I think to me, right? You go with Attack on Titan, you go with Vinland Saga, or if you even did Jujutsu Kaisen, to me, those would be fair. Where it to me is like, all right, what do you like more? Which cinematography do you like more? But I agree. I think Vinland Saga definitely needs to be respected a little bit more by all these people that are voting, right?
Yeah.
Best art director. You got Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Hell's Paradise, Jujutsu Kaisen, Oshinoko, and Zom 100. Zom 100 all the way for me.
All the way. I picked, and you know what's crazy is now that I look at this, I picked Zom 100 for 5 categories and they won 0 of them.
Which is crazy because there was so much hype about it too.
I agree. Like, it was wonderful. And I don't like, Jujutsu Kaisen already won best animation. They get art direction too? Like, come on, populace. Like, yes, it was good. It was animated well. We get that. Now move over.
Next one, best romance anime. We got Hariyama. We got Insomniac After School, My Happy Marriage, My Love Story with Yamada-kun, Skip and Loafer, and Tomo-chan is a Girl. I went with My Happy Marriage. I tried watching Horimiya. I got it to like episode 2 and I was just like, I don't know, like I wasn't pulled in. So for me, I was pulled in more with My Happy Marriage. So that's kind of, that's the one I went for. So I cannot say, oh yeah, Horimiya was better because I didn't finish watching it. Maybe I should. I should watch it just to see.
I actually didn't choose anything for this topic because I don't watch romances. Me I didn't, either. So I didn't pick anything. And to say I did would be cheating. So I would assume right now I have not seen. Actually, I just started my love story with Yamada-kun at level 999. So yeah, let's go with that one because I picked that. I literally just started that. I'm episode one as of right now.
Trying to see which one is that one. It does sound familiar. Okay, I watched one episode of that one too. Just one episode. But like I watched My Happy Marriage because I went over to Kay's house and her brother was watching it. So that's kind of why I was like, all right, I'll go home and I'll watch it. And it was okay. Like I enjoyed it. Best comedy series, Butchie the Rock, Buddy Daddies. Muscles and Music. Sorry, Magic and Muscles. Spy Family. Urusei Yatsura. Psalm 100. I went with Masho, Magic and Muscles because that shit is hilarious, bro. That shit got me dying all the time, bro. Like, amazing, dude. If you want to laugh, go watch that.
I just want to say this. If you are a lawyer fan, if you've been listening for a while, you would know that I recommended this as a manga when it first came out because it was a manga that I like. It wasn't good, but it was something I couldn't put it down. Like it was something that kept me reading it, but now watching the anime, it pisses me off because it's like this is so stupid. Like it's not even funny; it's just stupid, and I have to watch it because I read the manga, so I gotta see. I'm like, all right, let me see how they animate this. Let's see how this goes. And honestly, I didn't even make it through the whole season.
For Masho?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm on season two.
It's Masho, Magic and Muscles.
I'm on season two. I watched it in English, and I watched it in Spanish, and in Japanese, bro. While I was working, like, I like to watch put something, and I put it in English, right? Because I at least I could hear it. Because I'm, you know, busy working. And then when I have time, I go back and put a Japanese with the subtitles. And so that way I can enjoy it and watch and pay attention. Because it forces me to pay attention. And my cousin...
My bad, go ahead.
And my cousin was here and he you know, he doesn't speak English and he can't read English. So I put it for Spanish for him. Bro, I was dying again. So I watched it in all three languages, bro. Like, that's how much I enjoy. And again, I love Spy Family. Spy Family is my shit. Psalm 100 is my shit. But there's just something magical about Masha. You know what? Because of that, Cassie's a huge Harry Potter fan. And I'm always like, oh, I don't know if I could sit through the movies, right? I watched it. My cousin was like, oh, shit. So he's telling me, like, how it's similar to Harry Potter in some certain scenes. Bro, tell me why I'm almost done with all of Harry Potter.
Tragic.
And it's because of this, right?
Magic and Muscle made you go watch Harry Potter.
Yes. Yes, it did, bro. Yes, it did.
Tragic. Just tragic.
Bro, it is amazing. Dude, the fact that this man has, like, fucking magic just to make those pastries, those puff pastries, they just come out of nowhere. Oh, dude, I fucking love this shit. And that, bro, the music is just fucking amazing.
I will say that. Later in this, in one of these categories, is best ending sequence, and I just knew Magic and Muscle was going to have it. Because they have everybody in a chokehold.
Like, hell yeah. Bro, it got popular on TikTok. There was people doing dances to it, right? And like, they didn't even know what song, where the song came from. But they're over there doing the dances, right? I was like, loved it, dude. Loved it. So who did you guys pick? Because I kind of took over that part. Psalm 100? Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Again, Psalm 100, my shit. My family, my shit. But just, man, Masha.
What? I'm sorry. I just got Akira Toriyama died today?
Hold on. Damn, yes.
Yes, it says March 1st.
Yeah, it says March. It says March 1st, but like all the news is coming out just from like an hour ago, like BBC, Screen Rant, Hollywood Reporter, Kotaku, NHK, Japanese News, Screen Rant.
He died March 1st.
He's on at Friday. 68. Yeah, bro. Like
the world is. I mean, we're just learning about it as the world, but yeah, Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama dies at 68. That's my condolences to his family.
Yeah, dude, it's just wow, it's crazy, bro. Like, it's definitely, you know, like our condolences go out to his family and obviously to all his fans, because that man created something that will live on forever. I have a bunch of Dragon Ball stuff. Like, Dragon Ball has been, it's huge in the Latino community, bro. Like, Dragon Ball is so big in like Latin America. It's almost like how maybe Spider-Man is and Batman is here in the US. That's how big it is over there, right? And yep. So it's like I grew up watching it. Like, yeah, that's just sad to hear, dude. Like,
it is terrible to hear. Like, I feel like I've seen and played, like, he wrote Dragon Ball. He did character design for Dragon Quest, Chrono Trigger, Blue Dragon. Like, he's been a huge instrument and a part of a lot of geek culture things and my childhood, really. Like, it is crazy and tough to see. And this is also to segue this into why I always am with the artists when they say, oh, this manga is on break. Example being Hunter x Hunter. Yes. It went on hiatus so many times because the author, his health was always is going bad. He was always sick. It was always something happening. I feel like let him take a break. Like, yes, this content and yes, these stories are amazing. However, their lives are worth more than a few pages of manga. Kind of like, let them live. Let them have a break.
It has to be, especially if you're a person that's, you know, creating this content that the world wants, right? I understand that you feel that responsibility to fulfill it. If you fulfill your role or what you would think your responsibility is to, like, hey, I know there's thousands of people that, you know, read my manga that are avid readers, and they you know, like, I know the anime is used based off of my manga, but at the end of the day, is like, we, like everybody has always said it, and I think it's something that's very important, which is like, family and health always comes first. So it's always better for you to take care of yourself, because if you can't, that it's kind of hard for you to give your all, right? And so, like, it just sucks, bro. Like, it's crazy that, yeah, like, on March 1st he passed, and from an acute subdural hematoma. Hematoma.
Yeah, blood clot.
Blood clot. Yeah, dude, that's crazy, dude. Like, it's just, it's not good. And I know they were just, I don't think he was had any stake in it, but they were coming out with the new Dragon Ball anime as well.
Anime, they just started back the Super Dragon Ball Super. They just started publishing the next season of that. And it's tough. That's a tough blow. So Dragon Ball Super was already so Shonen Jump is weekly. There is also a monthly. I can't remember what the name of the monthly issue is, but the monthly issue had both Naruto and Dragon Ball Super. But yeah, best comedy anime. That's tough. And it's crazy, like, just to get a notification, just, wait, what? Are you serious?
Yeah. It's definitely tough, right? But again, our condolences go to his family, everybody that's a fan. Obviously, it hits all of us pretty harder, you know, because again, I feel like everybody grew up with it, everybody kind of knew it, and in a way, he created a legacy that it was a doorway for most of us into the anime world. At least for me, it was always through Dragon Ball. I saw Dragon Ball. I love Dragon Ball. And because of Dragon Ball, I got into anime the way I did.
So, absolutely. I am currently, I'm reading the, do we still call it Twitter or do we call it X?
I've seen people call it X. I still kind of call it Twitter.
All right, well, I'm reading the Twitter post that was posted by Dragon Ball Z Official. Why not read it out loud? I don't know. It's coming from Bird Studios. It's also signed Castle Corporation Tokyo. So it says, dear friends and partners, we are deeply saddened to inform you that the manga creator Akira Toriyama passed away on March 1st due to acute subdural hematoma. He was in age of 68. It is our deepest regret that he still had several works in the middle of creation with great enthusiasm. Also, he would have many more things to achieve. However, he has left many manga titles and works of arts in the world. Thanks to the support of so many people around the world, he has been able to continue his creative activities for over 45 years. We hope that Akira Toriyama's unique world of creation continues to be loved by everyone for a long time to come. We inform you of this sad news with gratefulness for your kindness during his lifetime. Funeral services will be held with his family and a few relatives following his wishes for tranquility. We respectfully inform you that we will not accept flowers, condolence gifts, visiting offers, and others, offerings and others. Also, as we ask you to refrain from conducting interviews with his family.
Very fair.
That's right there is, yeah. Future plan for commemorating gathering is not decided. Commemorative gathering is not decided. We will let you know when it is confirmed. We deeply thank you for understanding and support as always. March 8th, 2024, Bird Studios, Capsule Corporation, Tokyo. So that last part, I feel like it's weird, but it's necessary in today's culture to be like, hey, we don't send no flowers, no send gifts, don't send anything. Like, we appreciate and we thank you for your love. And like, that's all we need right now. You ain't got to come, like, stop with all love. I understand, like, it's your condolence, like, it's how you would like to show love. But in this moment of grieving, we just want silence.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, it's fair, right? And it's crazy that you have to kind of do these or say these things where it's like, hey, we understand where everybody's coming from. We understand where everybody wants to pay the respects.
However, right now it's
just not the time. So I think right now it's just giving everybody their space, letting them grieve. It's not gonna lie, it's pretty nuts.
It is. And for one, realizing that he was 68 and he spent 45 years writing, like 45 years?
Yeah.
That is a long time to commit to this industry. So for 23 years of his life, he did no anime. I wouldn't say he didn't know, but he wasn't committing to it. But the last 45 years is... I wish by the end of my time that I can say I did something for 45 years.
It's definitely a long time to stick to doing one thing. Yes. All right. Well, I know it's kind of getting late, so we'll just run through a few of these finish the episode. Best action anime, Jujutsu Kaisen. I think most people would probably agree with that. I know Bleach is on here. I don't know if you would go with One Piece. To me,
I would go with One Piece.
I'm not gonna lie, I would go with Bleach if it wasn't Jujutsu Kaisen, but I would have probably gone with Jujutsu Kaisen just because I feel like it's more action than some of the other ones.
I guess since we're talking, my thing about this is, are we talking about anime as a whole or are we talking about a season or an arc? Because again,
it has to be an arc season, right? Because it's
I would definitely say season
or 2023
One Piece. Season. While One Piece get like they be throwing hands, like Wano is a great action arc. The whole of One Piece doesn't hold up to an action anime. Like, yes, we have fight scenes, but there's so much more. Bleach, I feel like the Thousand Year Blood was all about hands.
Yeah.
Every episode was about somebody getting hands, somebody getting bodied. Chainsaw Man was gory. I wouldn't say it was full of action. It was just gory.
Yeah, I agree.
Demon Slayer did have action. However, again, whiny little bitches. So, I don't know what I said. Oh, yeah, I said One Piece. But yeah.
One Piece, yeah. Best fantasy. What's it called? Demon Slayer won best fantasy. I would have got with Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnation.
That's actually what I voted for, too. Again, it was more. It's more thought out. It's more character development. It's better written. It's not as full of action. However, in this one season, it's not full of action. But it's still way better fantasy anime.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, 100%. Best drama anime, Attack on Titans, is the winner. And I agree with this one.
Yeah.
I actually picked To Your Eternity Season 2.
Okay.
And I still say, one, it's underrated. Two,
It is.
The writing outweighs anything Attack on Titan, yes, this is great. But if you watched it, then you know it's good.
I watched the first season, haven't seen season two, but season one is definitely like right from the beginning. Tearjerker, really good story.
From the beginning, it was like, yeah. what the fuck am I watching? But you couldn't turn it off.
I didn't expect that right in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. Best Slice of Life. Winner was Bocchi the Rock. I have not seen none of these except obviously one episode of My Love Story, and I think that's the only one I've seen. So I probably have no.
I did. This is the second category I didn't pick because I didn't know it.
Best main anime character. Luffy, you know, from One Piece.
Captain.
I honestly think to me there was three characters that you could have chosen. I feel like if you chose Denji, you need to reevaluate anime.
Agreed.
I feel like Thorfinn. You could have picked Thorfinn. Thorfinn was a really good character. And Eric Yeager was just, I don't know, he was just the best anti-hero or best, I don't even know what you would consider, because he's not an anti-hero, the best antagonist, best protagonist?
Yep.
Like, I'm just like...
The best main character. Like, honestly, if they had a category for best written manga or anime, like, Attack on Titan, I wouldn't even say that because I still vote One Piece. However, for runner-up, for number two, Attack on Titan, written, like, his story is phenomenal, and I would definitely put him at number two any day.
I think if his best written story, I think Attack on Titan would probably beat One Piece when it comes to best written story.
But you also haven't seen or read the entire series.
Oh, I have not, but I think it'll be very hard to beat it. What's it called? Attack on Titan. And this comes from a person who I still will stand on there saying that one of the best written animes of all time is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I will stand on that grave. I will say it is one of the most best written like stories out there till this day.
And you wouldn't be wrong. It's definitely top tier. For sure.
Best supporting anime character, Satoru Gojo.
I knew hands down it's gonna be Gojo. There is no character on this list that has more people cosplaying than Satoru Gojo.
Oh, of course not. No, and it's Gojo. Like, you have...
And like that, Jujutsu Kaisen is the only series that got two people into this category. You should have knew that they were a favorite. Jujutsu Kaisen was a favorite.
The must protect at all costs. Winner was Anya Forger again, and I agree. I agree with this.
I actually picked Ranking of Kings because close last year.
Bocchi is a really good character as well. I just find him annoying sometimes. So yeah. I that's why I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stick with
Anya. I mean, I feel the same way about Anya. Like, she is. First off, this is another case of, if you didn't fuck with it, you wouldn't be in this situation. However, she has saved herself from situations because of her telepathy, but she's also put herself in a lot of situations because of that fucking telepathy. You're a kid, stop fucking with shit and listen to people, and you might not be in your situation.
I feel like chickens would probably go with Pochita. Like Pochita from Chainsaw Man?
Pochita.
Yeah.
Best anime song, Idol from Yosabi. I would, let's see, going down the list.
Suzume.
Yes.
From Suzume.
Yes. Yes, I'm not gonna lie. That song I even played in the car. So yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Best anime score winner was Attack on Titan. I agree 100% when it comes to
what? The
best
score. I mean, it was decent, but again, I chose Suzume.
Suzume again, amazing. I just the score for Attack on Titan. I feel like it's always like they always bring the heat. So
I agree. Like it is definitely wonderful.
Best opening sequence, Jujutsu Kaisen was the winner with Where Are Blue Is. And I agree. I would go with the Song of the Dead. Like, it would be Psalm 100 all day. Best anime ending sequence. A winner was Jujutsu Kaisen. What's it called? For Where are you?
The first one.
Ah, there you go. Akari.
And again, I chose Psalm 100.
Oh, Happiness of the Dead. Yeah. Yes. Best anime voice artist performance in Japanese.
So if you voted, you know that you only get to choose, you get to choose two, which is best one. Well, for us, because we're in America, you get to choose two, one for Japanese and one for English.
Uh-huh.
You can't choose any other language. Yeah, my bad. Just to say that.
The winner was Satoru Gojo, Yuichi Nakamura. Fair to say, because
but of course I chose One Piece.
I know you were chosen One Piece, but I definitely think at least when it comes to Gojo's voice, and it's just very iconic.
How can it be iconic when you've only been on for two seasons?
I don't know. It just is. It's like they dropped Illmatic.
You're not iconic. Like, you're popular.
It dropped Illmatic. It dropped Marshall Mathers LP, and it just became iconic.
It's not iconic. It's popular. Now let's we can move on.
Best anime's voice artist performance in English. The winner was Ryan Colt Levi with Denji from Chainsaw Man. I gotta go with my boy Johnny Young Bosch as Ichigo from Bleach, aka Mr. Black Ranger.
I actually picked Chainsaw Man because out of the nominees and out of what I watched, it was like, who was the least annoying? Because most of the time, of course, the main character is fucking a little bitch.
Best anime voice artist performance in Spanish.
So what's crazy is Chainsaw Man actually won in multiple languages.
It won Spanish. It won. it won Castilian Spanish. It won Latin Spanish. Brazilian Portuguese was Gojo, which is Leo Ravelo. In German, it was Power from Chainsaw Man, Trunt. In Italian, once again, Denji's voice actor, Mose. In Arabic, it was Dr. Stone.
I like Dr. Stone too. I love that they actually got something, at least.
French, it was Marshall Lalimonix for
first off,
Suguro Geto. This
French, like, they got Suzume. I would chose Suzume.
And yeah, those were all of the ones. Everything. Overall, how many did you get right?
Overall, I got right. Let me calculate this. I should have kept count as we were going. Calculating.
All right, how many do you think he got right?
None, because my opinion is better.
Ooh.
So you think Ernest got none right?
I said my opinion is better than what the popularity.
Oh no, but I'm saying, how many do you think Ernest got right based on what he chose?
And most of them.
Throw a number out there.
How many questions were there?
I don't know. There was a few. I'm gonna say he got five.
I'm gonna say he got eight. I believe in Ernest.
So there were 25 categories. And out of 25 categories, I got six right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It was in the middle. It was in the middle.
In the middle.
I didn't keep track of how many I got right, but it was probably around five as well. Once again, it is very popular based, as we all know.
It's focused on the populace and not on the individual. Yeah, it's not about how many individuals you've seen. It's about how many the public has seen.
Yes, it's almost like a choice award, people's choice versus critics.
It is a choice awards. So, and not only is it a choice awards, it's a super choice awards because you get to vote more than once. So I can literally just vote and 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 vote until One Piece wins all of them. I want to know what goes into the nominations for these categories, because I would rather vote for nominations than I would vote for winners.
Yeah, I think that'd be fair for the people to choose the nominees, and then actual
a set metric base of, like, here's the rubric. Here's the rubric that we can grade this category on. Like, let the public pick the nominees, and then
based on the rubric
will pick the winner. And if there is a tie, then they have to come up and do rock, paper, scissors or something.
Do random voters have to do rock, paper, scissors?
All right. Well, yes, that was it for our episode today. Once again, we just want to announce again our respects for Akira Toriyama.
And his family,
and you know, as well as let's see. Oh, hold on, I'm in the wrong one. Here we go. You can always follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. You can find all of our platforms and all of our social media on geekstudios.com. Our Discord server that is coming up soon should be up there, the link for people to join, as well as our streaming platforms and all of our social media and our YouTube and everything. All links would be out there in geekstudios.com. Once again, we will be partnering up once again to raise money for Lord Children's Hospital through Extra Life. So be on the lookout for that link for people to be able to donate to that. And other than that, I think that's all we have for this episode. And we will see you guys on the next episode.
Bye.
Peace, love, happiness.
Adios, everyone.